With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. As part of the recent federal stimulus funding, Congress gave $10 billion to the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA is now tasked with doling out that money to airports across the country to help them weather a near shutdown of air travel and commerce. The San Luis Obispo County Regional Airport will be receiving $20 million of that funding, and it's going to need it since the airport's traffic is currently just 5% of normal. I spoke with Airport Director Kevin Buhman to find out what the money will be used for. Here's Buhman speaking about how the FAA determined that amount.
What you see around the country is that the grant awards, particularly as you move into the small hub and the non-hub airports, and we're a non-hub, that the grant awards don't correlate directly with how many passengers you move or how big your airport is. They're more a reflection of finance.
Well, I take it you guys are happy you're getting this funding?
Oh, we are. And keep in mind that we did not advocate for, you know, funding that was at this level. It's just the way the formula played out.
Do you really need this much money? I mean, what are you going to do with it?
So when we look at our budget for next year, there's a lot of questions around that. Our budget for next year, revenue-wise, is about $10.5 million. And if you look at an airport like ours, even though we have a non-airline component to our airport financially, that's a very, very small part of our total financial picture. So, you know, if air service next year is at the 25% level or the 40% level, you know, we're looking at millions of dollars in revenue that won't be generated on the airport. So do we need it? I would tell you, I don't know yet. It depends on what economic recovery looks like. The funds are very flexible in how they can be used. So we can retire current debt with that to lower our operating costs going forward. We can use it to pay staff that you know, are currently employed, and given our changing operational needs, we may need to retain staff that we're keeping online to prepare for, you know, the increase in service coming forward. We can use it for a number of types of projects that are already underway that we're expected to pay for, but yet now our revenues have dropped off.
Since the start of the stay at home, have you laid off?
We have not, no. Because the kind of the paradox for airports is that, you know, the federal government emphasized that it would not be a local decision to close an airport. Therefore, even though you're not generating any money, you're going to continue to operate, which instantly creates an operating loss because your parking revenue goes away. All of your passenger base revenue goes away. A lot of your landing fee revenue goes away. So the ways in which we typically generate those dollars just vanished within, you know, the matter of a week or less, and yet our operating costs remain the same. So we intend to remain operational and capable going forward to ensure that, you know, as air service does start to reemerge here, that we're ready for that process. There's a team that's been assembled that is preparing the county's plans that will be coming public here in the coming weeks as we, you know, certainly try and be prepared locally, but of course, with the governor's orders, the state is in a leadership role on that right now, that we're just being prepared. So as the state changes the status of certain types of restrictions, our community can be prepared to respond. I'm optimistic. I mean, I think people are eager to get back to work and certainly try and move forward in the aftermath of what we've been through, but we're excited to have the airport ready for business and ultimately, you know, as people choose to travel for leisure again, we'll certainly be there.
That was San Luis Obispo County Regional Airport Director Kevin Buhman. You can hear our full interview by clicking on this story at kcbx.org. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr.